From IPM News, I'm Arjun Tucker, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning. Seeing a little bit of green on the screen today in the grain markets. It's been a brutal couple of weeks, especially in the corn and the wheat markets. We did see an announcement of 120,000 metric tons of corn sold to unknown this morning. That's helped put a little bit of stability in the market, as well as the sharply oversold conditions that we had coming into trading this week. So we are seeing a little bit of strength here. July corn futures up 4 cents on the day, 4.22¾. September up 3.5, 4.31 even. December up 3.25 at 4.49¼. March of 27 up 2¾ at 4.63¼. Looking all the way out to December 27, a year out, up 0.75 at 4.77¾. In the case of the bean market, still seeing some selling here in the beans. The commodity funds have done a better job of liquidating their corn position. They're still long an estimated 100,000 contracts of beans. Don't see much in the way of fresh news in here. And obviously, there's been some rain around the corn belt. So right now, the perception of the crop is that it is pretty decent for this point on the calendar here in early June. Seeing some weakness today so far in beans, July beans down 3¼, 11.12½. When you look at the August contract, down 3¾, 11.17½. September, almost the same price, down 2¾, 11.17¾. November beans down 3¾, 11.31¾. January down 4¼, 11.45¾. As you look out to next November, a year out, November of 27, down 3¼, 11.15½. Also seeing a little bit of weakness in the soy products here. As you look at, just small strength there. We turn around a little bit. July soy oil up 47 points right now, 75.03. July soy meal up 80 cents a ton at 303.60. The wheat market, seeing some gains here, some concern growing about some of these very humid, wet conditions and overabundance of rain in some areas of the soft red winter wheat belt here across southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and Ohio. Has a little bit of strength coming back into the wheat market here. July Chicago wheat up 9¼ right now, 5.92¼. September is up 8.5 at 6.04¼. December up 8 cents at 6.21¾. If you look at the July Kansas City, it's up 12 cents near the highs of the day, 6.41¾. As you look out there into the March, that is up 10¼ in the Kansas City market, 6.76¼. December Minneapolis wheat up 4.5 right now at 6.71 even. Switching over here to the livestock market, still grappling with news of increasing cases of the screwworm here in the United States. We haven't seen that for 60 plus years, and now there's been three or four confirmed cases. Really led to some ugly trade yesterday in the cattle market, but we're seeing a little bit of strength. June live cattle up 12 at 246.65. August up 65 at 237.37. October's up 40 at 229.75. December's up 17 at 229.75 as well, and the February's up one tick right now at 230.42. As you look at the feeders, October feeders up 97 at 344.75. November's up 92 at 341.07, and the January's up 147, 336.05. Hogs slightly higher. July's up 70 at 98.07. August hogs up 17 at 96.32. And one quick look at the crude oil markets right now, down 342 at 87.87. Those are your opening markets for this morning.
All right. Thank you, Chip. Have a great rest of your day. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Arjun Tucker. Thanks for listening. 1A is up next.